Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're answering your sex and relationship questions, including best foreplay tips for newlyweds, how to get your partner to initiate sex, what to do when your penis just can't handle the pressure, and how to navigate casual sex when dating. All this and more here with Anderson. Thanks for listening. There's just something about the fall that makes me feel like cuddling up with an old friend. And hey, you guys may have some fond memories too. Yes, I'm talking about The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity is an amazing product that has made a serious impact on my life. Let me rewind a bit to explain. The Intensity was originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure incontinence issues. You know, like you sneeze and you pee. Because these issues typically stem from a weakened pelvic floor, the Intensity works by applying gentle electrostimulation directly to that muscle group, giving you an amazingly effective Kegel workout. And you all know how I feel about Kegel exercises. And for a little plot twist, the makers learned that the product's only real side effect was an intense orgasm. So realizing the Intensity was a winning combination of utility and pleasure, they enhanced it with a powerful vibration and a clitoral stimulator. The result, much more than a sex toy. It's a product that has changed my sex life. I mean, G-spot orgasms, anyone? The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. To find out how it can change your sex life, click on the Intensity banner on my website or go to pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where we make it so easy now just to get involved, get into it, subscribe to the show. We put it all there at your fingertips. You can subscribe to the newsletter, the podcast, our social media, which is so fun. I love little snappy chats and the Instagrammies. And most importantly, subscribe to the podcast. Like I said, you can easily review the show, which also helps us. You could shop at my store. I've got a great little Sex with Emily shop. It has like my favorite picks, like all the stuff I talk about, and also supporting our great sponsors, which we appreciate when you do that because it helps keep the show free. We do two shows a week. Love that. And everything, you can find it all at sexwithemily.com.
Be a part of the program.
Be a part of what's going down here. Because we love helping you.
Back in the olden days, you just have to like know what time a show is on TV or the radio, tune in, sit by it, watch it. Nowadays, you can be a part of these things. They're on demand. You can actually add content to it if you like. I know. It's great.
Oh, and the other thing I didn't mention is we're doing Facebook Live. I should talk about this.
FBL.
We're trying to do it every, what is it, Tuesday, Madison?
Yeah.
Every Tuesday at like 11:30. Mm-hmm. If you haven't liked our Sex with Emily page, you should. You can also, I don't know, just like it because you, just it's like fine, it. Sex with Emily. Like, but what I'm saying is we have over a million likes on Facebook. But the
you
point
do.
Is,
that's
Facebook
very impressive.
Live, I actually got off on it. How excited was I, Matt? I
you
walked
got
around.
Off?
I got off on it afterwards because I was so turned on. But it's really cool because we're going to do it 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, roughly every like Tuesday. And except for today in the morning, 11:30 a.m. Pacific, because it's really cool. So what people do is we had like 9,000 people watching mm-hmm. at the time. But then afterwards, you can go check out the video. It's a half hour long. And people were asking questions in real time, like chatting and asking mm-hmm. questions. And then we answered them. And I loved it.
You know,
and it was like seeing The Office. I brought in the team. I tied Madison up. It was fun.
You tied her up.
Yeah.
You got to do this, but do a late night edition and see just how different those questions become.
I'm afraid.
Do 11:30
p.m. That's a good
PM.
Point. That's a good point. I could do it anytime I want. I could just be sitting home and be like, I just want to do
I
it.
I feel like doing an FBL. Is it FBL? Is that a thing? Do
Facebook
people call
Live?
It FBL?
No, but they should.
I feel like they should.
They should call
Let's
it Facebook
brand that
Live.
Shit. Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know. But I realized that what I loved about it is it was so raw, organic, as Eddie said
and
earlier.
The connection.
And the connection. I feel like you guys were really there and it was helpful. And then the video lives on. And it was more information.
Until the server crashes.
Right. So check that out. And also, the lube survey goes on. I'm creating a dream lube with your help because I love lube and I thought, why not make a lube together? So if you go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube, take a very short survey. It takes 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I've been reading all your amazing responses. I actually am reading them. I'm blown away by them. And they're really helpful. And Joe will send lucky participants prize packages worth $100 like
nice.
To 10 people, which is so nice of them. It's good to see you, Anderson.
Good to see you, Em. Thanks for having me here. Hey, and last week you gave me a nice bumper for my new son, and I put it in the crib. It looks splendid.
Really?
It looks so
Send
good. It goes with everything.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that. It was part of it. That's why I asked if you registered, but you probably didn't tell anyone. Well, there was some stuff gone.
No. Some listeners have hit us up with some stuff. Yeah, we've been quite fortunate. And some listeners, we didn't publicize it, but people found it.
I had to beg at you. I had to ask you.
I don't know things. She does it all.
I know. Well, I'm glad because then I could get you something that I knew you needed.
I bought diapers and a 6-pack of beer the other night. That was a weird purchase.
Was it?
Yeah. The guy at the register was giving me a funny look. Right. I'm like, hey, I gotta take the edge off, man. You know
he was
what I'm
like,
saying?
He never buys diapers.
50 diapers and 6 beers.
Right.
Good to go.
Yeah. Parents of America. He felt really good about that.
It was classy beer.
It's responsible. Of course it was classy beer. So I'm excited because I'm actually going on a vacation.
Oh, you are?
Which I never do. Rarely.
When
I mean,
are you going?
I've been traveling a lot. This Saturday, I'm going to Mexico with some friends.
It's
from
too close
San Francisco.
To Thanksgiving, crazy lady.
I know. Well, here's my issue is that now I'm regretting my vacation choice because I'm going with really good friends from San Francisco.
Where are you going?
We always go. Sayulita?
Is that Mexico?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
Once again, Thanksgiving. The Mexicans don't like the Thanksgiving because a lot of Indians came from Mexico region and they just remember smallpox.
You think I'm going to get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
You think bad things are going
to
happen?
They're going to start yelling, pilgrim, pilgrim, and they'll chase you through the streets.
I hope so. And I hope I have my phone on me. I can film it. It would be good content.
Is it a beach community?
Yeah. It's a little beach town and it's you fly into Puerto Vallarta and it's outside of there. And it's like all my friends from San Francisco go every year and I often cannot. I've gone twice in 15 years and I don't often go because I'm busy.
Well, you enjoy that.
Thank
you enjoy
you.
That.
I will.
You need a vacation. You're,
it's going to be like healthy.
Very deserving of one. And I look forward to seeing you come back all brown and refreshed.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I'll be healthy and happy. So there's that. And
are you going to have any strange dick down there?
I don't know. Maybe. It's been a long strange time since I've had any dick.
Really?
This is actually interesting for me. Yeah. It's been like an interesting process of, mm-hmm. I would say process of elimination.
You're
but
vegetarian?
I'm not even eliminating. No, why?
No,
you always think I am.
I have a theory that it's because you're very thin. I have a theory that vegetarians don't like to blow guys. They don't like meat
really
in their mouth.
That's so not true.
Not true?
Madison.
Okay. Or maybe they like it even more because it's like an excuse to actually have some meat in their mouth. No?
I've never heard that before.
It's a theory. It's probably wrong.
They're completely independent variables.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can't interact in a way.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, but like
well, let me ask you this. Are you vegan?
No.
Okay. Because Brie Olson, porn star Brie Olson, I think a lot of your listeners probably know Brie Olson.
Yeah.
She was quite put off and upset with me when I asked her the question if she felt she was still vegan, even though I seen videos of her swallowing semen from meat-eating men. So I think that technically she's no longer vegan. And she was upset because I think she knows that I have a point. I had a pretty good
oh
point
my
there.
God.
Technically no longer vegan, right? Because she's got some protein semen there.
No, she didn't actually eat the animal.
Yeah, it's about, for a lot of vegans, it's more of a like a compassion sort of thing. And so it's not like she slaughtered a man and then drank his semen.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't exactly. Know, that who ate meat? A carnivore. So I think
she's rewarding a savage. Right?
But okay, here's the problem. If you're a vegetarian or even a vegan, then like, you know how hard it is, first of all, to avoid meat in everything that you do and to be like, I'm not having a leather purse or a leather bag. Or
I know, it's tough.
It is tough.
I slowly but surely am cutting it out. Like I don't eat. I haven't eaten pig in like probably 6-7 years now.
Okay.
And I have not eaten lamb in like 9 years. I haven't eaten veal in like 20 years.
How about meat? Just like a hamburger.
Have like grass fed beef every now and again, and mostly fish. The poor fish, man. I'm slaughtering fish left
and
right.
I'm surprised because you're so sensitive. I would think that you would be a vegetarian.
If I spend any more time with cows, they're next on my list. I won't be able to eat them because they're very cute.
I know they are,
especially
very
the babies.
I mean, I think like in moderation, grass fed, all that is fine.
But that's supposed to be even worse for the environment. The grass-fed.
Yeah. Everything's bad for the environment.
Cannot win.
You can't win.
No.
You can't win. Everything in moderation, you're fine, people. Don't stress on it. Like, I think you just want to be healthy. You want to exercise, drink lots of water. Try not to be a good person. Love thy neighbor. And if you want to have a steak, have a steak. God
have a steak
it.
Every now and again. Yeah.
That's how I feel. Okay, we got a little bit of sex in the news here.
Let's do it.
Okay.
About vegans?
No, but that would be amazing if it was. Having rampant sex is the key to living beyond the age of 100, new research found. Ooh. Scientists studied a village in Italy where more than 10% of the population lived to 100 years old. Oh my God, I have to send this to my friend because she really wants to move to Italy. This is so interesting. And she's obsessed with being 100 years old. Like, that's her life dream.
Really?
And she wants to move to Italy.
It's a 100-year dream.
Listen, exactly. What's more, few of the villagers suffer from age-related health conditions like heart disease and dementia. So the researchers from Rome's Sapienza University and the San Diego School of Medicine spent 6 months studying the people. That's pretty good. 6 months.
Six
I like
months
this.
Is pretty good.
Usually it's like, we need a study for 5 seconds and a pull up on the Twitter.
So. I already got other questions.
81 of the 700 residents had celebrated passing the century mark.
Wait. Sorry. Say that again.
81
of
the 700 residents.
Yes.
Only 700 residents.
Right.
81 are over 100 years old.
I question the validity of their birth certificates.
Why?
Small little town in Italy, they probably
stop
don't
it.
Even keep
sexual,
track.
Don't, listen. Sexual activity among the elderly appears to be rampant. Mm. Maybe living long has something to do with that. It's probably the good air and the joie de vivre. On top of all the sex, researchers also reckon that their healthy Mediterranean diet had something to do with long life expectancy. And he added, they eat rosemary almost every day and they grow it. Maybe this something in that does help. Rosemary improves brain function. They're also physically active. Whether it's fishing, walking, or gardening.
Or banging.
Everyone does something every day. And this isn't the first time scientists have discovered that sex is great for your health.
Yeah.
You can look younger, ward off disease. It can also stop you craving junk food. Whatever. I don't know if this totally shows it, but they're saying that, 81 people out of 700 is a lot. And a study from Duke University claims that we should all be having around 200 orgasms annually to reap the benefits.
Duke, really? I feel like Duke shouldn't be weighing in on any sex.
Why? So.
Because of the scandal from a few years ago, even though most of those guys were off.
What? The rapes?
I feel like Duke should just pipe down.
That was a big one. Oh, my God. Still a very good school.
It's really nice to hear the study, though, because I'm a product of the 90s, and I grew up knowing just it was a fact that sex would kill you. We were all going to die of AIDS, and sex is the worst thing you could do. So really hard to get any back then, and it's nice to hear that the trend is moving the other
way. It is true, right. And yeah, exactly. And it is true. We get, every day when I look at sex in the news, I'm like, oh, another story about how sex is good for your health. But this one's actually interesting.
The only girls that I slept with back then were suicidal. That's all I could have.
But that's by you. Your picker was way broken.
No, it's because I was the only ones willing to have, you know, give the old AIDS roll of the dice.
Stop. I forgot worrying about AIDS, but yeah.
How could you forget?
But you still have
to
worry.
So brutal.
I know. Oh, but you still have to, you know, dude, it's not going away. Okay. So that's what I got for sex in the news. And so if you have to have 200 orgasms a year, I wonder if it's like 200 separate sessions or if I have like, let's say between 3 and 5 orgasms every time I masturbate, does this mean that I could sort of like cram it all in?
Right. Because some of you like a multi-orgasmic ladies could knock it out in a weekend.
But I wonder if that counts or if it's per session.
I would think per session.
I'd like to email these people at Duke.
I would bet like one climax per day, you know, is what you get credit for. You have to climax 200 days. If you do like 5 in 1 day, that's only one. That only counts as one.
I'm always looking for like loopholes.
Loopholes, I know. Look at you. Only Emily would try and find a way that she could see OCD. How can
I'm not OCD.
You were a little OCD.
I wish I was
How can I cram in more orgasms?
Mm-hmm. When you came here,
I'm sorry.
I'd like to take a full week off in December of no orgasms. I'd like to save them up beforehand in the spring.
I think a little OCD would
like
make my life
a lot better. Like a squirrel with your orgasms over there.
I do have so many. I did organize my vibrator collection before I took my last
trip. How do you organize that? Like from size totally. Or like harder to lighter?
Thank you. It's taken me 15 years to figure out the best way to do that. And what I realized is the thing that annoys me with a lot of the sex toys, I keep meaning to tell my friends who make sex toys, who own these companies, why don't you label your chargers which friggin' toy you go to?
Proprietary.
Now, a lot of them have chargers that are obviously to the certain ones. They have like.
I feel like they should all be little sexual organs. Right,
what? They should be what?
Like they should look like little wieners that plug into like vaginas.
That'd be fun. Assuming that everyone's having heterosexual sex, which they are not.
That's true. Well, you can have the butt ones too.
Penis, right? Yeah. But the point is, they don't. But I actually put them by like clitoral vibrators. Uh-huh. I do like dildos, couple vibes, and then on my lubes, I have like a thing of silicone lube. I have a thing of, and then I have my chargers labeled now. Label maker separately into a bag. It was funny because I talked with my therapist once that I had a while ago because I was looking for an assistant, which I still am. Don't everyone email me though, because you have to live here and you have to like want to be my assistant and help me like do things like, you know, find my keys and wallet like 10 times a day. It's really fun.
It's taxing.
It is taxing. I've seen it in person. I'm a good time. Right. But he was like, you know what you need, Emily? You need someone who's like OCD, like for real OCD, like obsessively organized. And clearly that's not me. But if I was, I wouldn't be who I am today. Right. And we have to celebrate everything. It's not really a challenge. You have to learn how to just mitigate it and work with it.
Mitigation.
Let's get into some emails.
Let's do it.
Okay. But first, let's give a little shout out to our sponsors and just thank you everyone for supporting them. I never talk about any product or toy, anything that I have not tried and that I don't believe in and I don't love. And also supporting them helps keep the show free. So thank you all. We'll be right back. I know there's more to life than looks. It's what's on the inside that matters. I've heard it. I get it. But I'm not going to lie. A good hair day can make everything better. It really does. But here's the thing. I loathe going to a salon for hours to do my hair color. It's just a waste of time. And I tried to do it myself with a home kit, and the results, they weren't pretty. Not only was my hair completely the wrong color, but my bathroom was covered in stinky hair dye that is still there. It's stained. Like every time I look at it, I think, oh, that was the bad hair dye problem. But that was all BMR, before Madison Reed. See, Madison Reed makes luxurious at-home hair color with ingredients you can actually feel good about. Their salon-quality product is the first 6-free permanent hair color, free of ammonia, parabens, resorcinol, PBD, phthalates, and gluten. But enough about what Madison Reed isn't. Let's talk about what it is. Professional quality color available in over 40 shades. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what color your hair actually needs to match. Do you know how many shades of brown there are out there? Like a million. Seriously. But Madison Reed has this super simple online quiz that will help you find the perfect match to your skin tone and hair texture. Their kits are nutrient-rich with keratin, argan oil, and ginseng root. The thick cream color is totally drip-free and smells great. Madison Reed delivers 100% gray coverage and the support of Madison Reed expert colorists who will guide you every step of the way. You can color with total confidence. Satisfaction guaranteed. Oh, and for a limited time, save 10% and get free shipping on your first color kit. Just visit madison-reed.com today and use promo code Emily. Okay, we're on to your emails now. We love answering your emails, and we also love taking your calls. So here's the thing. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, I freaking love that, and here's how you do it. You go to sexwithemily.com. There is the Ask Emily tab. Pull that down, ask a question. But now there's another box you can press that you can click, type,
to select. Say, like, I am up for a call.
I'm up for a call.
Call with
Emily.
And
then we'll schedule a call with you where you can call in, and I would love to talk to you and help you with whatever's going on. Sometimes we just want to ask more questions. You can also leave a voicemail, and that's at 818-ASK-SWE1 or 818-275-7931. And always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen. Love hearing from you. Love you, mean it. Okay. Hey, Emily.
You should trademark that. Love you, mean it.
I don't think I made it up.
You're the only one that I hear say it.
You've never heard that. Love you, mean it?
No.
Have you guys heard that before?
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'm just out of the loop.
You are out of the loop.
Don't trademark it.
I'm going to trademark it right now. You still could. Because now other people are going to try.
Right.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I love the show. Me and my girlfriend of 4 years have recently got married, and up until our wedding night, have never had sex. In the year since getting married, sex has not been great. It is always painful for her to the point we can't continue, which has led her to having no desire for sex or any kind of intimacy. Foreplay is also an issue, as both of us have never had sexual partners before, so I have no idea what I'm doing down there. And she's been brought up with the idea of masturbation being wrong, so she does not want to explore herself. I love her, and I want to please her and make her feel amazing. So my question is, do you have any tips that can help me get her to love being touched and eventually enjoy sex? Any help is appreciated. Thanks. Erin, age 25. Imagine, never had sex until the wedding night.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's kind of dicey, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're... You got a test drive.
Some people can't do too.
Because sex is such a large part of every relationship. I mean, Emily preaches that every week, and for a reason. It's true. And if you don't know what you're getting, and it happens like this, this could ruin a relationship.
It could ruin a relationship, but the good news is that they're in the same boat. So they're starting with a blank slate. Aaron's never had sex either.
Right, but he knows what he likes and she doesn't like it, it sounds like.
No. Here's the thing. They both never... listen to this. First, this is what we got to address. Aaron, I'm going to break this down for you. I get it. I don't know if it was like religious reasons or personal reasons why you guys waited, but this happens sometimes, right? Yes. Not everybody wants test drive before they drive off the lot.
Right.
I get it. So my first question for you is, like, you said she's having pain during sex. It's possible because she's not enjoying sex, or she's not into it, maybe she's not getting lubricated enough, which you just got to add some lube here. And that can cause pain and create tears in her vagina, which is not fun if she's not. And also, I would just say add the lube anyway. Don't even wait till she's turned on. That's why I use lube every time, because it just adds just that right kind of slipperiness, and it lasts a little bit longer than your natural lubricant. So water-based is a great way to start, because it actually mimics your feeling of your natural lubrication. Just add a little drop. That can help. And also, like, during foreplay, like when you guys get to that part, kind of like just a few drops on her clitoris feels amazing. And also, I love the Joe Lube, the water-based lube, which is on our website. So I would say, like, foreplay. Okay, here's the thing. I understand how confusing it can be starting out. Like, he's never been with anybody, and she's never been with anybody. So you're like, he's like, I don't know what to do down there.
Yeah. Well, chances are he's watched somebody, probably, right?
I don't know.
Online?
I don't know.
Seen videos?
Like, he might even start with less. Like, yeah. He might even, you know, not seriously, like, maybe he's never seen porn.
Wow. Let's just assume that. Like, totally blank slate.
Let's assume, like, go blank slate, which a lot of guys, I mean, you probably maybe watched porn or had a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? But not like now. So first, you need a crash course. Like, just crash it on female anatomy. Like figure it out. Like, either way, like, you know, I could tell you all the things to do. And in fact, we have a great blog, bunch of blogs on our site. But there's one now called 6 Cunnilingus Tips to Make Her Moan on our website. That's a great way to start. And I understand that, like, God, I mean, I really just want you to slow down in this process. I'm sure that you guys both have super high anxiety around it, because it's been a year. And I'm glad that you wrote now, because Erin, for a year, you guys have been trying to figure this out. And she's gone into this pain cycle where she's like associating it with pain, and she's not getting turned on.
She could have vaginismus. She really could.
She could have vaginismus. Did you just want to say vaginismus?
Well, that's a thing. And she might need to get diagnosed.
Well, I hope that she feels comfortable going to a doctor. That's a good point. Yeah. She should definitely get checked out by her gynecologist. I don't know if she has one, because, again, I know a lot of people who are...
I had a friend, and he was having sex with this girl, and she was always in pain, and turned out to be a cyst. But that went on for like two years before
they
diagnosed
it. That's true. She should definitely, especially if she's sexually active now, go see a gynecologist, get checked out for sure. And so should you get checked. Everyone should be checked out all the time. But I also understand that masturbation, another great way to learn about each other what you want is masturbation. But I understand that masturbation might also be seen as, like, sinful. And you said that she's not comfortable touching herself. And even some young women who don't even, and men, but mostly women I hear from, who are like, I just think it's gross, or I don't want to touch myself. I get that. Like, I get that you see it as maybe sinful or wrong. So many people were told this. So luckily, there is a loophole here for masturbation. It's
loophole.
Mutual masturbation.
Loophole.
Loophole.
A loophole.
A loophole. Yeah. A loophole.
Yeah.
There is a loophole and a loophole. Mutual masturbation. I was realizing this, like, I always say it's a great form of foreplay, and it's a great educational tool, if you will, because when you're both masturbating,
you see how they like it.
Right. You're like, oh, you're a master. Oh, you pull your penis up and down, and then you take your thumb and you rub it over the tip. And she does, but I get that she does probably doesn't even know where to start. So let me break down mutual masturbation for everybody here, because I know a lot of times I sort of like toss it out there and you're probably like, sounds great. What do I do? So what you do is, first, you got to set the atmosphere. Atmosphere is everything. I'm sorry, when it comes to sex and masturbation, I will never talk about this enough, that like, turn your cell phones off, dim the lights.
Light a candle.
You know, spray some air freshener. I don't know. Whatever you need to do to set, because it, think about it. All your senses, the best sex, I think, is when all of your senses are truly like engaged when it's happening, right? Scent, smell, taste, touch, talk, whatever, all five of them. If I mentioned them all, you know what they are. Sight.
Intuition.
No, that's not one. That's six. So sit, I want you guys to create the atmosphere, and then you sit facing each other, right? Like literally, like masturbate together at the same time watching each other, and this will help you guys learn how you want to be touched. But how you do it is, again, you set the moves, and you face each other, and then you just start touching each other. Now, this might be very like scary for her. Maybe she's never done it before.
Yeah, how's
going
to get her to buy
her
into this?
I think he's just got to have her listen to the show.
Yeah.
Together.
And say,
you
maybe
sit
just
there,
like say, trust me.
She might be afraid on her own to do it. Like, trust me, I've got this. And then she could just start slow, like really like with some, start with some lube. You could even start touching her. You could start touching her. She's touching you. I'm not saying there's like one method you have to follow for mutual masturbation, but typically how it goes down is that you're both going to start touching each other and figuring out, and it can be really hot too, turn you both on to see how it looks, to actually watch you guys get turned on. And then who knows, might lead to sex, might lead to you finishing her off, she finishes you off. But I think that would be a great way if she doesn't want to do so on her own. You could also, you know, get some toys. Mm-hmm. That's fun too. Nothing wrong with toys. I don't think any religion speaks. I mean, maybe sex overall, but toys are not a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine there is some religion out there that is anti the toy. I would imagine.
I'm sure. But here's the thing. You both are not experienced. In fact, like you're not... I get it. Like you haven't seen a lot of it. You haven't talked about it. So education, you know, armed with the experience is what's going to help you feel more confident. So whether you listen to these podcasts, buy some books together, like learn together. Like it sounds like you're both at the same place, which is great. And this should be like a fun learning thing with you guys. Like, wow, we've never had sex before. And sex is important. Sex is the glue. It's not just for procreating. And so in a way, it's great that you're both blank slates. So I would just, if you could somehow take the stress out of it and make this like, wow, we're going to learn each other's bodies together and make it fun.
Because it's been a bumpy road for a year now, right?
Yeah. We got to undo some of that.
And then I don't know if they like they have sense of humor in their relationship. Maybe they do, but to break the ice, you could like grab your penis by the base and say, "Here's how I like it," and then just start punching it like one of those blow up clowns. Remember those blow up clowns?
Yeah, and be like, "Just kidding."
And then the bobo, yeah, like one of those. And then she'd be like, "What? Really? That's how you like it?" And then you'd be like, "Nah, I'm kidding." And then you both have a laugh, and then you could be relaxed.
There you go. Make it funny. Sex is
just
fun.
Just don't punch it too hard.
Sex is funny, right?
But sex can be, it can be funny. That's,
right, that's true.
Start off.
And there's also some great stuff on our website, too. I know articles about masturbation for women, like how to like really figure it out.
I think he really
might not
to
do
be
it alone.
Confident and be like, I got this, which he does now because he's hearing this great advice from a sex expert. And you can say, trust me on this, honey. We're going to try this and it's going to be great. And just be really confident and positive with it and do the light thing and the candle thing and all that. Set the atmosphere and just take
it slow.
Go
five times slower than you think.
And part of me is kind of jealous of the situation that you're in, mm-hmm. because it is such a blank slate and there's no preconceived notions,
right.
And you can kind of let instincts take over here and there because you don't have any idea of what you feel like you should be doing and you can kind of just go with it.
Right.
But it's a matter of letting go.
Right. Exactly. Letting go and not thinking that there has to be any outcome,
right. Because
there doesn't. It's about the journey and it's really about sensations. Like I'm assuming that maybe your wife has probably never like actually pay attention to what it feels like to have her breast touch or to like touch her stomach on her own.
I'm
or
feeling
have you touch
guilt.
It.
I'm definitely sensing a lot of guilt from her.
God.
For sure.
And you know what?
And maybe him too, but the male sex drive, I think I argue that it's a little stronger than
yeah,
the ladies.
Sometimes it is, especially you guys have the hormones and everything and maybe she had to shut it down. And here's the thing around sex. It's not just this couple here. It's like a lot of women and men are raised with a lot of shame around their bodies and masturbation and feeling good. And we never let that go. Like we hang on it to our light. We still feel bad about doing certain things and certain acts. And the sooner that you can, you know, let go of these things and know that like it's because sex is completely healthy. And when you hear those thoughts in your head, go back to like the sensations in your body at the moment. So you can like really like learn like what makes you feel good and not be blocked by negative thoughts.
So I would
just shame hold us back. We don't even realize it. You probably still have shame.
Oh, everyone has shame. I would start with doing what Emily said with, you know, setting the atmosphere and saying, trust me, being very, very confident in that. And if that doesn't work I think you should also probably go to a doctor and say, you know, we are a married couple. There's pain with sex, which is a common thing. There's no shame in that. And make sure that she's all okay down there. Because there could be, I'm not trying to scare you, but there could be plenty of different things that are easily treated that could be going on down there. But you're going to have, it seems like she is very skittish with all of this, and that might be really hard.
Yeah, I agree. Good advice. Okay, let us know how it goes here, but don't be too hard on yourself, okay? Take the pressure off. That's just everyone. Just don't be so hard on ourselves. We're all so hard. And I know this because I'm very hard on myself for everything, so let's all just chill out. Hi, Emily. My name is Ashley. I'm 24 years old from Los Angeles and recently started listening to your podcast on Spotify, and I'm loving it. I was listening to the Up Close and Clitorate show when you and Mendes said that you have never known any of the guys. You've never known any guys who didn't like their women being in control in the bedroom. I had to laugh a little and write to you because that's the situation I find myself in. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. I've never loved and connected with someone like I do with him. We're best friends and see eye to eye in almost everything except when it comes to sex. We don't have as much sex as I'd like, and when we do, I always initiate. He's expressed to me that I never let him initiate, but when it's been almost a week and no sex, I have to spark something up. I should mention he's 9 years older than me, so he likes to say that since I'm younger, I have a higher sex drive. But I can't help but feeling like he doesn't desire me sexually. I've tried to talk to him about it, but it always seems to end in an argument. Any advice would be helpful. Thanks, Ashley. Ashley, I hear this all the time, just so you know, that I might have been making a joke with men and said, like, who wouldn't love a woman to be dominated in the bedroom? But I get that some guy would be in control in the bedroom. I get it. Like, it's there is no absolutes when it comes to sex.
There's a level of aggression that can be both intimidating and a bit of a turnoff.
Right. When a woman is dominant. Or when a woman is
aggressive.
Taking control.
Right. Maybe I see it as aggressive. Maybe I'm being chauvinistic in that view. But when a woman is like saying, "This is how here's how it's gonna be," and I gotta have it like that. I've been in situations where I'm like, "Oh God."
Right. That's true. Settle down. She just wants initiation. She's feeling like he's not desiring her sexually because he's not making the move. And so what I have to say, Ashley, is first of all, this is very common. Typically in this relationship, one partner makes the move more than the other one. And then whoever makes it all the time tends to feel resentful when their partner doesn't step it up.
And
sometimes.
Then you're filling that role and it kind of becomes a thing. Like right. Maybe he'd be different in a different relationship, but you guys have set up the two roles now.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I got to say is he does want to, believe me, he desires you sexually. I'm sure every time you have sex, he's into it. But here's the problem here. Here's where we're sticking is that you're going to say, I want you to initiate more. And he's like, sounds good. And he doesn't. And I'm going to argue here that he probably doesn't know how. And maybe he's overthinking it or he doesn't get what that would mean to you. And it just might be this awkward new thing, like a new behavior. And so what you have to do, Ashley, is in a playful, fun way, show him how you would like him to initiate. Like what would be, then he would get it. He'd be like, oh, you mean when we're sitting on the couch watching Netflix and you want me just to lean over and start, maybe just next time you initiate, say, you know what, babe, I know that we've talked about this initiation thing back and forth, but I realize I never told you how I'd kind of like it. And then Ashley, think about what your dream scenario is. Like, how do you want it when you walk in the door? Do you want him to just start going down on you? Do you want kisses? Like, do you want foreplay for 20 minutes? I mean, what do you want? Like, break it down for him and show him. And then he'd be like, oh, this is the time. Sometimes you just need to be told. Because I think a lot of times I hear from couples, like, we've had this conversation. I told him 6 times that I wanted oral. And, like, he might just not know what to do or she might not know. And I think sometimes we have to break it down.
Right.
What do you think?
And also, he's a little bit older. So maybe, you know, speaking from a guy who's been 34 at one point and with a girl who was younger, his sex drive might not just be as high.
At 33? However,
34.
He's 8 years, 9 years older. She's 24.
Could be a little bit.
It's whatever.
But also,
I don't believe that.
And I said this on another call before, or another email a long time ago, that once most guys are turned on, like they're in, they're on. Right. You got to find his on button, and whatever that might be, you should figure it out. You guys are sitting on the couch watching Netflix. If you go over and start doing something to him, you initiate. He's not going to, I can't imagine him pushing you off or saying, not tonight, Helen.
But no, he never pushes her off. It's just that he doesn't ever start it.
Right. But if she wants it, if she wants it more than he does, then she can ask for it more.
But she has been, and she's feeling like he doesn't desire her because he doesn't initiate. And mm-hmm. I think either he doesn't think about it, which it doesn't mean he's not attracted to you. It just means that sex is the topic. He might be stressed. He might have a lot of anxiety right now.
He's 34 years old. He's probably got a career that he's trying to get off the ground.
The reason why men don't want sex or initiate sex often or have sexual dysfunction a lot of times has to do when they have stress.
Right. We're very like whatever's in front of us right there in that moment. So that's why you might have to kind of always be putting yourself in front of them, at least for right now.
Yeah. And also, yeah, exactly. And make it easy for them. Just be like, when we're sitting here for more than 10 minutes, like start touching my arm.
Yeah. I don't know if she's going to be able to get him to just
What? You know? Initiate it?
Yeah, start initiating.
What's so hard about it? I guess I get for
because honestly, especially if like if you're busy or you've got a lot going on, there's really never a good time to have sex until it's happening. And like you always say, you never regret having sex with like your partner afterwards. It's never like, oh, I wish I didn't just have sex. It's always like great, but there's never like, I know from personal experience, a lot of time like I'll have so much stuff that I got to do. I got to do this. It's like there's no time for sex. But then if it starts to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
But it's nothing to do with her.
Nothing to do with her. He still desires you. And maybe it could be some kind of mismatch things. And I think he's stressed. I think he's stressed about something and he's not initiated. So go easy on him. Don't beat him up for this. But again, like, and it might also be like you need more compliments from him or you need, like, I don't know, because her self-esteem is shaky on this. So it might be like you just want courting or you want him to text you in the middle of the day and say, like, I was dating a guy and he was like, and I feel like I wasn't getting enough connection from him. Like, even, I didn't even want to see him all the time, but like we'd have sex and then like time would go by like a few days or whatever. And I'm like, oh, a week. Like, I just want to be turned on when I see you again. So just text me like you're hot. Like every day.
Right.
Like you're hot, thinking about you. And he would. Like,
did he schedule it?
A joke. I don't give a fuck how he did it. But the truth is he was in touch and that made me feel better. So you have to figure out what exactly you need, Ashley, from him and then just tell him. I think we all want to just be told what to do. Make it easy.
Yeah, and like I was saying, guys are dumb, and he should be sensing that you're having this issue, and he should at least once every now and again go out of his way to get you flowers and, you know, set the mood, like we said with the last email, and, like, you know, really take care of your needs to make you, to get you off of that paranoia that it's you.
Right.
But guys, it's not his fault. We're just dumb. We're really dumb.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I don't want to say that you're dumb. I'm just saying distracted or other things.
We don't pay attention as much as we should, and I see that time and time again, and I'm guilty of it, and I know a lot of guys are guilty of it.
Yeah. I get it. Okay. Dear Emily, okay, where do I start? So I've been seeing someone for a few months now. This is my high school sweetheart who I never had sex with when we dated back then. We recently got back in contact and we're so in love with each other now. Oh. My problem is when we start to have sex, I'm rock hard, but after just a few minutes, I go soft while having sex. I find her incredibly gorgeous and she really turns me on, so I can't understand this. I was married for 7 years, dated someone else for 3 years after that. I've never had this problem, even with hookups between relationships. I get really worried even the first time we had sex. I kept wondering if I'd be good enough for her, even though that's never been a problem in the past. Am I just thinking too much? Is it all in my head? I appreciate any help you can provide. I love the show. I've been listening for 6 years. This is my first time writing you, Jonathan. I love that he's been listening for 6 years. Thank you, Jonathan. So this must really be an issue if you're like, this is the time. I'm going to phone in my sex
online. He was really hard the first 3 years.
He was really hard the first 3 years of listening to sex online.
He's been soft.
Okay, yes, Jonathan, this is all in your head. Honestly, this happens a lot with guys. I really think unless you've significantly changed something in your diet.
Medication.
I think that this is a woman that you've had a crush on for 15 years or something,
right,
and you're finally with her, and the first time you had this little pre-anxiety that led to reality.
It keeps happening though, right?
Yeah. So I think it just takes one time to lock down a negative cycle.
He's thinking about this every single time.
In his head, round and around.
I wonder if it gets soft again. I wonder.
Exactly. So you got to really just get yourself, so you're, nothing wrong with you. Again, unless there's any medication, we're going to assume nothing's changed except for that your mind planted this trigger in your head that when I'm with this girl, something bad's going to, I'm going to come or I'm not going to be able to come. And you started this loop, which is fine because just as easily as you started it, you can stop it.
And close the loop.
What? Close the loop. It's fine. So I love that you get hard when you're with her because you're totally, you know, turned on and you're focused on pleasing her. So that makes you like a great lover. Like in her eyes, she's like, wow, he's into this. He's turned on. He's getting me off. That's all great. But you got to just make sure that when you're with her, you don't freak out. You're going to just know that I'm going to get soft. That's fine. This happens to guys all the time. So again, this first time it's happened to you, welcome to like reality. So when you get soft, you just say, okay, don't make a big deal of it. And you go back to pleasing her. So maybe you pull your penis out. You start going down on her. You start kissing her, massage. And then you're going to realize when you're focused on her pleasure.
Yeah, don't even and think giving about yourself. Her,
you're going to look down and there goes your rock hard penis back up again.
Yeah.
And so it's I promise this is going to happen. And you just got to keep the positive self, you know, loop, like keep it positive. So when you like going into it, be like, I've got this. I'm in this. Like I think about how you feel about her. Because it really makes things worse if you're going to like have all this anxiety looping around in your head.
Yeah, and then it becomes like a what do you call it? Predestined, what is that?
Premeditated. low caloric. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Thank you.
I can't remember. I wasn't working.
Look at us.
So there's nothing to be concerned about. She keeps having sex with you. I'm sure you're awesome, and this is your only thing, and we're going to get you out of your head.
Masturbate to her, too.
Masturbate to her?
Yeah. Think about her. Fantasize Practice about her. It. Don't look at porn or like anything crazy. I mean, like close your eyes and actually when you're by yourself and do it to her.
To her.
And
then when she's live and in person.
And I've said this before, but if you're using a condom, masturbate with a condom too. Give yourself some practice with that. Because there's a good chance that like maybe the condom has something to do with the issue here.
Yeah,
right?
That's
you didn't bring
true
in
too.
The condom, but condom is a boner killer.
It can be a boner killer. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, try skin condoms. They're my favorite. Every single person I've ever given skin to, they're like, oh my God, I love it. It's my favorite. Poly Supreme, non-latex. They feel really yummy.
S-K-Y-N-E. S-K-Y-N.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Let's not go. This one's going to go away right away. I know it, Jonathan. I'm so not worried about you. And I'm glad you're back with your love from high school. Okay, one more. Hey, Emily. First off, love your show. You've given me a ton of great advice. I wanted to ask you about casual dating. Ever since my ex and I broke up a few years ago, I've talked to a few guys. There's only been two guys I actually really saw something happening with. In both situations, we talked for a few months. They both told me they weren't looking for anything serious. I told them we could just hook up and not talk anymore. And eventually I cut it off because I was getting feelings and they weren't. They both kept trying to talk to me after, apologized about how they never meant to hurt me. They really liked me, but couldn't have anything serious going into their senior year. In college. She's 22. However, they both ended up getting into serious relationships after. I'm wondering, what is it about me that doesn't seem to be girlfriend material to guys I like? It's really starting to hurt my self-esteem. I don't know what to do. Thanks, Michelle, 22, Chicago.
Self-esteem. She already said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but she's got... I read this a few times. Like, I'm going through this going, what? Like, she's got, like, this relationship patterns that, like, they don't... Like, she's kind of catastrophizing her entire dating world, which...
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Again.
Yeah, again.
Did I hear you right that she says to these guys, like, almost right off the bat, like, hey, we can bang and not have to have any feelings if that's what you want. Because if that's what you're into, I can do that.
Right.
Guys are not turned on by that. Guys see weakness. They're going to use you for sex, for sure. They're going to feel bad about being dicks once they're done, like, once they have their orgasm. But you can't be going in with a low self-esteem. You have real self-esteem issues just from hearing that little email.
Yeah. I think there is some self-esteem stuff going on here that you're, first of all, already catastrophizing it and saying, you know what, this is my pattern and guys don't think I'm girlfriend material, which none of these things are true. The only thing that's true is that you're way overthinking all of this with these guys. And I get it. You're protecting yourself because you had this breakup 2 years ago and you're like, I want to know going into this. Are we going to be casual? Are we not? And you're like saying ahead of time. Anderson's
right. Turns guys off.
It is. Can't you just, you can go out with guys and you don't need to talk about this so much. You can just listen on the first date, second date. What do they want? What do you want? And figure out, are you both on the same page? A lot of guys might say, I'm not looking for anything serious just off the bat. And then you said, well, fine, let's just be friends. Yeah. Or let's just hook up. Like, that's just so confusing to guys. I think a lot of people at your age, especially now, are saying, I'm not looking for anything serious. And then, oop, look at that. Yeah. I actually like someone. And you find it.
Here's the thing with guys this age, they're incredibly skittish and they're incredibly horny. And so that means they will bang you, but then they will also run because they're scared because you're one. I remember a girl saying to me, after we had been, you know, together for, you know, sleeping together for a few weeks, like, are you seeing anyone else? And like, that was such a turnoff to me. Just like, oh God, she's trying to trap me into a relationship. Oh God. Like, just her asking me that in bed. Are you seeing anybody else? It was like too much.
I agree.
You know,
I it's really hard, but I also get that we all want to protect ourselves from being hurt.
So keep your eyes open. Trust your instinct.
Exactly. And you know what? You should assume that they probably are dating other people right now, and everybody's casually dating until they're not. And so the fact that you're trying to control these situations, I need to understand what their intentions are. People don't know what your age. People don't know what my age. People are trying to figure out what they want all the time. And I actually think that if you're just a little kinder to yourself and think, you know what? I'm going to casually date for a while, and I'm not going to try to lock anyone down right away, because here's the messed up thing, I think, that with the way we look at dating now, or a lot of people, is that I'm going to go on a date with someone and sleep with them for, like you said, these girls would do it after 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, and I barely know you, but since we're dating, I'm nervous you're going to leave me and you're going to see someone else, so I'm going to lock this down so we become committed. We can't see anyone else. We've only known each other 2 months, but let's commit, and then we're going to spend the next 2 years figuring out if we like each other or not, which the other side is you can date a bunch of people. I'm not saying you have to sleep with them all, but you can start going out. It's okay to fool around, or maybe you do sleep with them and use protection, and then you realize, Who do I really like here? Mm-hmm. How much do I know this person? Take more time. This will help you get to know yourself and know what you want. So I think that you just got to open it up and start like not trying to have all these rules out of time.
And know that you're going to get hurt. It sounds like you're trying to like be a scientist and avoid the inevitable. You're going to get hurt. It doesn't sound like you've had many relationships like in high school. Like this is kind of new to you. Everyone gets hurt. That's part of the process. You're going to have your heart broken. You're going to be very sad. You're going to lose weight over some guy eventually or girl. Just know that that's part of the whole thing. Right. That's the road to happiness, finding the right person. There's going to be a lot of hiccups.
Right, exactly. And getting hurt is part of the process. And just because these guys did not settle down with you doesn't mean that you're not girlfriend material. So stop bashing yourself.
Date for yourself. Like go out and like, you know, have nice dinners, enjoy company, learn new things about people. Have some sex.
Right.
Right? For yourself. Think about it for yourself and not for them.
Right. Exactly. And let me just say one more thing, even though this wasn't true. You said that you weren't girlfriend material for them. They didn't even know you. You said to them, I want a relationship. They didn't. They barely knew you. And now you're making these. See what I mean? We always look for like the ways to kind of convince ourselves that these negative thoughts we're having about ourselves is true.
There's a movie, I think, about
it. We want to like corroborate our worst fears around ourselves so we can beat ourselves up more.
She like every guy that she dated, they break up. And then the next girl that she he dated, they get married.
Good luck, Chuck.
Good luck, Chuck.
It's Dane Cook.
Oh, Dane Cook. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of like how she's living. Like she's like watching. Like and now they're in like committed relationships, but not with me. What's the deal with that? It's like you'll get there.
Yeah, you will. Oh my God.
These guys weren't right for you, anyways.
Exactly, and you learned from all of them. And every guy I used to date, they would. Here's the thing: I did the same thing where I would date guys, and afterwards they would marry the. Mm-hmm. They actually, I think it got to the point where they got married to the person after me, and I actually would. Typically, they were ones that I ended. Doesn't matter either way. I think when you date someone, I don't know.
You always end them.
I did always end them. But the point is, like, you just got to look at it. Relationships, like, you were who you were with them. It wasn't the right place, the right time. You did the best with the person that you could, and you move on. It's all about learning from these things.
And know that pain is part of the deal.
It is.
I have a very, very close relative of mine. Is an emotional coward.
Basket case? Okay.
And decided his heart was broken once, and he decided never again, and he's going to die alone now. It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
How old?
But he's 38.
He's really never going to be with anyone else
never.
Again.
No, he's going to live by himself and just eke it out. Yeah.
It's really sad.
And it is.
No therapy, nothing?
No.
Okay. That's right. We got to keep good and getting back out there. And remember, that saying, which might seem cliche, is so true. That which doesn't kill you, which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, mm-hmm. is so true. Because all the hardest things that ever happened in my life have made me who I am today. Right. And I'm proud of them. But in the moment, you're not like, this is so great. It hurts.
Yes.
That's how we grow.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's what we got time for today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Anderson.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
Being a dad, your movie, all that killer stuff.
Yeah, I've been told not to move on any of the perks until everything is finalized. So if any of you got any of the perks, check my Facebook, and I'll also be sending out updates and whatnot. Check
and your movie,
emails.
Right? Groupers, thank you everyone for supporting it.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't know if they heard that.
I don't want people to feel like I'm neglecting my duty to give you the what you bought. It's gonna be happening here soon. So
I'm excited. Congratulations. Okay, thanks everyone. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Eddie and Lori and Jamie and Ken. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I just returned from an amazing trip to Europe where I had the honor of helping to launch the latest innovation from my good friends at WeVibe, the all-new Sync. And let me tell you, it was the buzz of the show. Get it? The buzz of the show? Okay, anyway. The Sync is the latest evolution of the WeVibe, the world's best couples toy. For those that aren't familiar, let me back up. Okay, the original WeVibe is a C-shaped toy that women actually wear during intercourse so both partners can enjoy the vibrations. It provides clitoral and G-spot stimulation at the same time and connects to a smartphone app, no hands necessary. The new Sync keeps the familiar C-shape and also shares the dual motors and multiple functions of the earlier models, but adds some great new features that will blow your mind. First up, those dual motors, even more powerful. The new remote now provides full control over the vibration intensity and pattern. And get this, the free WeConnect smartphone app has been updated to allow real-time pattern changes and more, meaning you just drag your fingers to control the vibrator as you're using it. It's so easy. But the biggest innovation is the Sync's ability to adjust and lock into position, meaning one size truly fits all. I mean, it will hit all your hotspots. If you haven't tried a WeVibe before, you need to try the new Sync. I mean, trust me, you will love it, and you can thank me later. To order yours today, simply click on the Sync banner on my website or visit WeVibe. That's WEVIBE.com and use code Emily at checkout. My friends at Joe recently asked me which of their products was my favorite. Obviously, that's really hard to say. They have so many options. I mean, am I supposed to pick the organic? I mean, I like that, the silicone, the flavored. So they're watching me struggle to pick just one, and then they interrupted and said, okay, Emily, if you could make your ideal lube, what would it be? Well, what a question. But then it got intense. They said they would actually make it. That's right. They would make a lube that I want. This is literally a dream come true for me. So I said yes, but on one condition. They had to consider your input as well. So here's the deal. I need you to help me create my dream lube. To be a part of my dream team, go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube and take our short survey. With your input, Joe will create the next great lube in their amazing lineup. To sweeten the deal, Joe is giving away prize packages to 10 lucky participants. I know you're thinking, but Emily, that's going to take a while and I need lube now. No problem, hot pants. Go to my store on sexwithemily.com and shop the entire Joe collection, including the amazing Natural Love USDA Certified Organic Family. Couldn't be any easier. Buy Joe Lube for now. Take the survey to create my dream lube for later. It's all on sexwithemily.com right now.